Wild Bunch Podcast. What? The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Welcome back to another edition of Tapping In with Psychic Gary Spivey. You can get a hold of Gary Spivey when he isn't here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. You can text Gary to 797979 for his daily meditation. And something really cool that we just got dialed in for Gary this week, if you go online to B1039.com, you can now go on to the Big Mama page. There is a separate Gary Spivey section. You can go there and learn about Gary. You can go there and fill out a form and send us a question. And here's what we're going to do. Over the next few weeks, we will read all of the questions that come in off of B1039.com. So make sure you go there and enter those questions. And you can also text it in. Gary, good morning and welcome to the program, my friend.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing and how's North Carolina?
Very good. It's just like hanging out. It's all green and things are growing. There's flowers and birds chirping and, you know, it don't know there's anything wrong.
Are you itching to get out and do some moving? Well, you're a travel guy. You have always been someone who travels a lot. So now you're grounded, so to speak. So what do you think?
Well, I think maybe sort of towards the end of last week, my eyes started crossing a bit.
All right.
And I started thinking of killing all the people around the house. You know, in other words, that proves I'm human. And I realized it wasn't anybody, but it was me. You know, a lot of times when you're hanging out with people for a long period of time, no matter what the space is, you go a little crazy in your head. And so that's just, I think that's what us human beings do. So I've been meditating a lot, and it seems to be working. And so I recommend it.
I meditated upon to wake up this morning. Now, I've always wondered, and this is true, Gary. Now, I've always wondered if I meditated right when I woke up, if it would put me back to sleep. But it didn't. It made me more awake, and I was able to get right back up and felt like I couldn't even close my eyes anymore when I was done meditating.
Well, today's a very special day, spiritually speaking, and it's, of course, everybody's waiting for, okay, it must be the moon's in alignment with the something or the planet of this or that. But realistically, I don't know a lot about all that, but I do know that I can see when there's a lot of light on the planet. And so today I woke up at like 5:30, very early, and I did the same thing. I meditated, you know, for like about an hour and clearing things, and everything I could see was like what I usually see up in the spiritual dimensions, like angels all over the place, God, you know, whatever, walking around, people I love on the other side. I saw them walking around in the yard. So I was like, wow. Okay, so today's the day, and I heard that. So today's the day that the heavens are very close in with the planet. And so I think that's because people are appreciating for a change. And I know that I appreciate everything right now. And I think other people do too, so. All right. Anyway, it's a really good day.
Let's chunk in with some phone calls. Let's grab Tammy. Tammy, you're on the air from Naples. Go ahead. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Hey, so we have something pretty special today going on in my home state. We've been here a few years, but back home in Nebraska, I have a missing extended family member, very close friend of mine, young man, been missing for 6 months. And we have a search going on today on the ground, a dog search and a water search. We've had a few others. That's where we ended up with this. So today is kind of a big day, hoping that we come up with something. What do you see anything with him and any answers, how this turns out?
Well, I see a lot of different things. It looks like that maybe he had some sort of attack or something on him, like almost like a blood sugar attack. That's what I'm seeing. And so I think that's what happened. And then I see, it looks like that there's a random situation where you, you know, you find him. I see him on the other side, what I believe to be him, in transition. And so sometimes these days the dimensions are all tangled up, but I see a golden higher self of his, which I believe is his true spirit and soul. But I see that. And so the circumstances of him getting lost were what?
They're suspicious. He was at there was a campground. He was camping, and it was with some family. Some things happened that night. He was not in a very good state of mind. I think there was some stuff going on with him, but there's a lot of suspicion.
Well, what I see, there was some his energy. It feels like there was maybe a substance inside of him, something
yes.
going on, and
yes.
so that makes sense to you, right?
Yes.
It looks like it shut down his body organs, particularly his pancreas, weirdly, and his blood sugar just went kind of off, you know, and so that's what I see, okay?
Wow, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in and sharing your story. Elizabeth from Lehigh, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Hi. I just got out of a relationship, and I'm kind of broken by it, hurt by it, and I just want to see if I'm not bothering him or anything, and he's not doing that either. Do you see us getting back together, or what I'm doing is the right thing by moving away, by, you know, just stepping away?
Well, I think, you know, it feels like to me you're very passive aggressive, and he sort of, you know, goes into these little lulls, like almost like depressions, if you would. Does that make sense? And
yes.
So he sort of just goes into his own little shell. I cleared the dark energy off of him right then. When I did, you notice your sinuses open, your feet got tingly, and so your face mm-hmm. is a little warmer. Feel that going on?
Mm-hmm.
You feel that? Okay, good. But he's feeling it, but he was easy enough to clear. He does very much love you, but you're trying to set the hook, so to speak, by being passive-aggressive. Like if he were to come forward and say, you know, it is you I love, I'm sorry, I'll straighten up, I'll do this, I'll do that, you would then run the other way a little bit just to make sure that he's going to do all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's passive-aggressive behavior. That's not working anymore. It always gets to where people don't respond to passive aggressiveness. And if you're passive aggressive in a relationship, you basically ensure the end of it. Okay. And
okay.
So you got to drop that passive aggressive behavior and listen to him. He wants to hear, he wants to be heard. He feels like you never listen to what he says. And so
okay.
I'm not telling you hadn't done some things wrong. I'm not saying you haven't, but I think you do love him. I think you want to be with him. Stop being passive aggressive and you guys will get back together within a month. That's what
all right.
Right now, just okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks
thank
for calling
everybody.
In. All right. Now, off of our website at b1039.com, we now have a form where you can fill out a question for Gary Spivey. Budman, give me one of those questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. It says, hello, Gary. I've been having anxiety due to not being able to find my mother's ring, who passed away 5 years ago from cancer. Can you please help me find it?
It's in a box where it looks like it's with some papers or old checkbooks. Maybe it was an old checkbook of hers or some of her old mail, but it's in a little box, and I see it in there with that kind of thing. You still have it. It's not missing.
All right, let's grab Stephanie from Fort Myers. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hi, Gary. My question is in regards to my career. I know I spoke to you a couple months back in regards to applying for another position in my workplace. But with this coronavirus thing, it kind of set things on a pause. I just want to know if you see it going well once this is over, or do you see it on a pause for a long time till next year? Like, do you see anything good coming?
It looks like as soon as this is over, in the next little bit for your area, I see everything coming back on, and I see them taking you off of the hold button. Get a vision of a phone and the hold button, and it goes off. You go off of hold. They got you on hold. But you get right into there. And because of this, they're actually losing some people. And so it actually will enhance your job and even get you more money. So this particular thing's going to work out really in your favor. So that's what I see.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And now over here to line number four. Hold on. No. I got to go up now to Eleanor. I'm sorry, on line number two. Eleanor, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Gary and Big Mama. I'm concerned about my son. He's moving out of state in a couple months, and he suffers from severe anxiety. And every plan he makes, he kind of overthinks, and then changes the plan. He's in his late 20s and has been kind of stuck in his job for the last 10 years. We had a divorce. His father died. He's kind of on his own and confused.
Right. Well, I know you love him very much, and this is a time where we want to be really there for our family members. But as I see it, when you said he was moving out of state.
Yes, I'm good with that.
I hear that's good. And I see him getting away from people that are keeping him stuck. And even if he's a little bit away from you, that's a good thing, too, because he'll learn to sort of stand up, which is what he needs to do, and on his own. But I feel like this is a great opportunity for him. And I see him getting rid of the familiar stuff, which is almost like the plague for him. And he moves on. He does really, really good in this next little while. I know you hate to hear this, but less is more. So
no, I'm actually really good with it. Thank you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay, we'll be good with it. And so just less is more. He's in his late 20s. Let him grow up. And so that's what he needs to do. As I see it, of course, love him, be his friend, be there. You're his mom. You always will be. He knows that. But less is more at this time. That's what I see.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Let's go now to I got Stacy on the phone. Stacy from Fort Myers. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Wild Bunch.
What?
My question is, I have partial custody of my grandson. I was wondering, Gary, if you'd me getting full custody of him.
Do you want it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then you'll get it. I think you have to put forth a little more effort in a couple of legal things where you may have to be a little stronger than what you might would normally be. I think that as long as you do that, yes, looks like you can push on through. But it has to do with you pushing a little harder, and then it works out. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does, actually.
All right. Okay. So what you want to do is you want to push it real good, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll see you later. Good help, but I kept hearing it in my head. Let's go back to our website, b1039.com, where we have a new form up there where you can now go there and enter a question for Gary Spivey. What do you got for me there, Budman?
Says, hi, Gary. I was recently broken up with, and I wanted to know if he'll ever come back to me.
Will he ever?
And what can I do to ensure that he does?
Ooh.
Well, that's it, really. There you are. I think that again, people sometimes play passive-aggressive games a little bit, and he's sort of a passive-aggressive guy, but he's learning his lessons. You know, more times than not, women are a little more passive-aggressive than men, but she actually has a passive-aggressive guy on her hands, and so, which means, come to me, I love you, get away from me, I'm going to, you know, go through something. And so, but I see them getting back together, and I think it has to do with the chemistry they have. And I do think it's a good physical chemistry. So turn the volume up there and just be right now a good listener. And so I seem to be giving that advice to a lot of people these days. Just give yourself for a minute and don't talk and listen. Because these days people have a lot of traumas, old traumas that are just rolling out of them. And they need to let that out. And so they need to talk about it a little bit. And so it's so important these days to do that. Be a good listener. Let them talk about the old traumas. Don't be judgmental. Almost forget everything you know and just listen. And then I see everything working. Good luck.
All right, let's grab Sharon. Sharon, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Good morning, Big Mama and Wild Bunch.
What?
Hi, my name's Sharon. I'm from Lehigh. I was wanting to know, I filed for Social Security for disability, and I wanted to know if Gary's in my future.
I do. Yeah, I heard finally. Yes. I think so. But when I look at it, it looks like you just nailed it right. You nailed it where it's
all right, we got you. She can hear her answer off air. All right, go ahead, Luis. You're on the air. What's your question?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Wild Bunch. How's it going?
What? Go ahead.
So I got a lot of big moves in my future. I just want to make sure I'm making the right moves. Been in my current job for a year. We're doing really well. Even throughout this coronavirus stuff, I got a lot of family members affected by it, a couple of people dying. And I want to make sure that I'm making the right moves. I'm doubling my mortgage. I'm going into a nicer, bigger house. And I want to make sure that I am making the right decision before I make it.
Well, all those are big, big questions, but it looks like you fall into a category of almost exempt from the problems. Whatever business you're in, I see it getting better, not slower, but more. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, you happen to be in a very good zone. It looks like financially you're very steady, Eddie. People really don't like you. They love you. You have this vibration that's very friendly with the kind of the new energies that are showing up. Have you noticed sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel amazing?
For sure. It feels
weird,
good.
Right? And so you can feel that energy. That's just like you wake up and you go, wow, I shouldn't be feeling this good. And so, but you're actually in the vibration of that. Do you meditate at all?
I do. I try to meditate at least once a day.
Well, look at you. Well, there we are. Well, that's a big key. When you meditate, you can just reach up, grab that gold energy that makes you, by the way, very successful in life. And anyone can do it. And so, you figured out how to do this. And so,
now,
that's
do
really...
you recommend me making that move, that big purchase?
Do it. Do it. You've got two or three safe.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Just do it. You got two or three things that'll keep you safe. Even if you messed up, you got some people around you that pay your bill for you.
Do it.
That's what I
do it.
Yeah. You're going to do good.
All right.
Thank you.
Jack and Coke, do it. All right, there you
good.
Go. You're good. All right. Angie, good morning. Last caller of Gary Spivey this morning. Go ahead. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. Big Mom on the Wild Bunch. This is Angie. I just have a question. I've had a couple little issues at work, and I just need to know if they're going to get any better.
Yeah, they're a little bit dramatic, and it sort of sets off your drama too, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm just hearing it this way. Drop your drama. You want. Sometimes when you get hung up in a dramatic thing, the other person could be wrong. Certainly, you could be too. But what's going on? I hear just drop the drama, and everything will just level out so fast you won't believe it. Don't go to that dramatic thing you do. And does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right.
Drop the
Thank
drop
you so
the
much.
Thanks, Angie. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Off the Absolute Law text line, we have one that says, I was wondering if Gary could help me with my question. There's a guy I really like, but I don't know how he feels about me. I'm wondering if there's going to be a relationship in the near future at all. My name is Lisa.
I think he's all over the place. I think he's fun in games. Could be more. But we'll move, he's going to be driving about 5 miles an hour in this relationship, and she's going to be driving about 95 miles an hour in this relationship. And so she's just got to realize he's very slow with commitments and things like that. And so if she's okay with that, then enjoy. And if she's not okay with that, she should run away.
Well, I got to tell you, thank you very much for being a part of the show. You can always get a hold of Gary when he isn't here by calling 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. You can text Gary to 797979. If you missed any of that, you can obviously jump online to B1039.com. You can send a question in via our website as well now, so make sure you go check it out. Gary, I always love having you on the show. We'll see you next Tuesday, my friend, all right?
Yeah, great.
All right. Gary Spivey, everybody. Yeah!
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.